Can I really pay off my mortgage in 5 years or less? And what are the downfalls of 100% financing? This time on Mortgages Made Simple.
Mortgages Made Simple with Rick Gunzik, helping you get the best home loan possible. Sponsored by Pacific Residential Financing at pacificresidential.com. And now, here's your host, mortgage expert Rick Gunzik.
Welcome to Mortgages Made Simple, where we help you understand the complicated world of mortgages and get you the best home loan possible. Joining me, as always, is my co-host and producer, Douglas E. Welch from WelchWrite.com. Hey, Doug, how are you doing today?
We are doing great, Rick. It's a beautiful day here in Southern California. And looking out across my neighborhood, I see all these homes for sale all of a sudden. I'm not sure what's up with that. Maybe we can talk about that in a later show.
Exactly. We'll figure out what the inventory of houses is and see how that can work out. What we're going to be doing today, Doug, is we're going to answer a few listeners' questions. We're getting a lot of questions from listeners, which is good because we know you're out there and we try to help you out. So we really appreciate that. The first question, Doug, today is from Tan Chi Song. I think that's how we pronounce his name. And he asked about those money merge accounts, Doug. And let me just read you his question. He asked if we had heard about the money merge account. They're promoting their product that it can pay off a mortgage in a third to a half shorter time without making extra payments, without refinancing. And I've actually heard claims that you can pay off your loan in as little as 5 years with these, Doug.
Wow. Once again, though, in my mind, maybe I'm just skeptical. Maybe it's that Midwestern upbringing, but it sounds a little too good to be true.
You know, it might be, and I'm going to explain a little bit how they work, and it's super confusing. So I'll do it quickly, and if you have any questions on it, read the literature. But what it actually does, and it uses a home equity line of credit, and we've talked about those in earlier shows, to utilize a little quirk about how they calculate interest on home equity lines of credit to pay off your mortgage faster. And here's what you do in a nutshell, Doug. Well, first of all, I'll give you the downfall first. First of all, you've got to be able to get a home equity line of credit. Now, if you got 100% financing on your loan when you bought your home, maybe, you know, a year or two ago, you might not be able to do this. So if you don't have equity in your home, you won't be able to get the home equity line of credit, and therefore you wouldn't be able to do this money merge account thing. But you've got to be able to get a home equity line of credit from your local bank, and that's the key to this whole program. And here's what it does, Doug. Essentially what you do, when you get a home equity line of credit, they give you a checkbook. And what you do is you pay all your bills with your home equity line of credit. So let's say all your bills add up to, we're going to use some numbers here. Let's say all your bills add up to $5,000 a month and you make, let's say, $8,000 a month. So what happens is you make all your payments with your checkbook from your home equity line of credit with that $5,000, with your, you know, with the checks, and to pay off those bills you have for $5,000 a month. Now what you do is anytime you get your salary check, right when you get your paycheck from your employer, you deposit it into your home equity line of credit and pay down that balance. So what it does is, since home equity lines of credit calculate the interest that they charge you based upon the average for the entire month of what your balance was, it'll charge you an effectively extremely low rate of interest, because on that $5,000 you pay with your bills, you'll be paying that down with your salary every other week. So the amount of interest that they're charging, see, I told you it gets confusing. The amount of interest that they're charging is effectively very low. So what you're doing is you're paying down your mortgage with an effectively interest-free loan. It's what the gimmick, so to speak, is. Now, here's the catch, Doug. In order to do this, you've got to buy their software, which is $3,500.
Oh, okay.
Now, you could probably do it on your own. Now, granted, you might not be able to figure out when to make extra payments, because what they do too is they make extra payments to your principal on your loan with your home equity line of credit. And then you're effectively getting this interest-free loan on your home equity line of credit. Now, it's not interest-free. I'm kind of making that just, you know, more general than it is. But it'll be a really low rate of interest, because the amount of money outstanding on your home equity line of credit is very low each month. So you pay very little interest on it. Now, there's the other trick too, Doug, is you've got to be very disciplined. Because when you shell out the $3,500 for their software, you've got to do what it tells you to do when it tells you to do it. And if you don't, you'll mess up the payoff of your mortgage. But what brings up an interesting point, Doug, is you could do this yourself, too, if you've got the discipline, for free.
Really? Well, how would you do that? I think I remember you telling me this when you got us our first loan, but clue everybody else in.
Yeah. What a general rule of thumb is if you make one extra mortgage payment per year, you can cut about a third of the time off of your 30-year mortgage. So in other words, if your payment's, you know, $1,800 to $2,500 a month, let's say, and you make an extra payment per year, and you specify to principal when you send it to your lender, it'll pay down the principal amount of your mortgage by that amount. And what it does is it'll cut, a rule of thumb is it'll cut a 30-year mortgage down to about 21 or 22 years, depending on how frequently you do it. If you do it earlier in the year, it has more effect because of the way the interest compounds. If you do it later in the year, it would, you know, have a lesser effect. It would go to the 22-year portion. But if you do it at the beginning of the year, it'd be like 21 years because it pays down the mortgage quicker. So now if you're disciplined, that's all you need to do. You could do that yourself. The other way, Doug, you could do it is you could divide that amount by 12 and make that extra payment each year. Let's say your mortgage payment's $2,400 a year. Every time you make your mortgage payment during the year, add an extra $200 per month to the principal, and that would have the same effect. In fact, it might even do it a little bit faster. But the key to both of these systems is, one, they charge you $3,500 to do it. You've got to be able to get a home equity line of credit, so you've got to qualify for that, and you have to be disciplined and make the payment when the software tells you to. Same thing with the other version. Our version is free. You got to be disciplined, but you save $3,500, which would be the cost of refinancing anyway. But that's how those work in a nutshell. And if you have any questions, you know, feel free to leave a message on our listener line or send us an email, because it is a confusing concept. But you can do it yourself for free if you'd like to. Our second question today comes from another listener in Mission Viejo. And the question is, what are the issues with getting a 100% loan, Doug?
Well, the first issue I can see off the top of the list there is it's a lot of money. How about that?
Exactly. Now, there's one caveat to be aware of. You can only get 100% financing nowadays if your loan amount is $417,000 or less. Since the mortgage market blew up about 2 months ago, you cannot get loans above that amount for 100% financing.
And let me see if I remember. So that's because the Freddie Mac and the Fannie Mae limits for home loans are $417,000. Am I correct?
Exactly, Doug.
Ding, I win the prize.
You got it. Go to the head of the class. Exactly. And so, but here are the issues with those. You can still get 100% financing, but you must stay on those loan limits of $417,000 and below. Now, the downfalls are it takes a lot longer to grow any equity in your home, which, because you're already at 100% financing, that would be a downfall. And the other downfall would be the rates are a little bit higher, and you'll also get stuck with mortgage insurance. You'll get that private mortgage insurance, as I'm sure a lot of people have heard of, and it'll be about $200-$300 a month probably on that loan amount. And the problem is you won't be able to get rid of that until your loan to value gets below 80%, which would be the equity in your home grows. But if you use our tip from the first question, you could pay down your mortgage a little faster and get to that amount. The other downfalls with the 100% financing is, well, when you got the mortgage insurance, you'll have a slightly higher interest rate. It's about a 0.5% higher than the going interest rate of the day, just because it's a little higher risk to that because you're not putting any money down. And like they used to call it, you don't have any skin in the game is what they would say. The borrower didn't put anything into it, so there's a greater chance of them leaving the loan is what the lenders think. But you can still get these loans. You just need, your credit needs to be a little bit better. You need a little more job stability. But they're still out there. It's just you got to watch out for the fact that you're going to have a higher interest rate and you're going to have monthly mortgage insurance, Doug.
And that PMI, of course, we've discussed in the past, I think, which is interesting because it does absolutely nothing for the borrower. It's all for the lender side. And I liken it to basically paying rent on your mortgage, and that just seemed to bother me. So I really made a big effort to make some form of down payment to get above that threshold limit. And I don't quite remember what you said the limit was, but get above that limit where we can get that PMI either not installed or turned off.
That's a good way to look at it, Doug. And what it is you must put 20% down to avoid the PMI. And it's a good thing to do because you're right. You're paying, you're paying a little royalty, so to speak, on your mortgage, and it doesn't protect you at all. It only protects the lender. That's the key to watch out or to look for there. It only protects the lender, Doug.
You know, Rick, I was looking through some mortgage-related news articles the other day, and I actually have a little Google alert that sends me any news that relates to mortgages, and I was reading something about adjustable-rate mortgages, and a certain thing caught my eye. One of the things I noticed was that people were talking about having an adjustable-rate mortgage, which listed a peak interest rate that they might ever conceivably pay as being around 12.9%. Well, of course, our rates are down between 6 and 7 right now, and it got me to thinking, would someone with an adjustable-rate mortgage, if they didn't pay attention to it and didn't refinance it, could they end up paying a much higher rate than the current going rate just by ignoring that ARM?
Yes, that's an excellent question, Doug, and yes, they could. Because what happens is the rates on adjustable-rate mortgages are capped at certain limits every year. The general rule of thumb that you see most of them are at is they're capped. They can't raise more than 2% in a year and 6% over the lifetime. Now, that's why you saw that 12.95, because it probably had a 6% lifetime cap, and it probably started at 6.95. But theoretically, or even practically, if people didn't pay attention to their adjustable-rate mortgage, it could just adjust every year to the maximum 2% cap, and then do that for the first, you know, that's the worst case scenario. Let's say it's 1979 and interest rates jumped way up to 19 or 20%. It could theoretically jump every year 2% and get up to that lifetime cap within 3 years, and they'd be at 12.95% and not know what hit them. So what they want to do, Doug, is they want to look at their loan documents that they got when they signed their loan, and if they don't remember what it is, get those out, and they want to see what index, and We'll make a mention of this in the blog, because we have an earlier show talking about index and margin, Doug. Well, they have to look and see what index their mortgage is tied to and what margin it has. And then that way they can watch it and see what it's going to change to. Because the lender does notify you when your margins is going to change and your payment's going to change. But they don't notify you about 60 days before it's going to change. So theoretically, you might not have time to refinance, might not be able to refinance, or what have you. But if you watch it on your own and see what it's going to change to, you can look at it every month and see what it, you know, conceivably could be if it were to change. You can keep an eye out for it and see when it might change, so you can be proactive about it and not be paying some ridiculously high interest rate that you didn't think you'd ever hit, Doug.
So it just goes to show, no matter what, sometimes you think when you get a mortgage, okay, I've got my mortgage, I'm all done now, I don't have to worry about that anymore. But with certain adjustable rate mortgages and other packages, you really have to watch them like a hawk, because you could end up paying a lot more than you really need to.
Thank you for joining us this week on Mortgages Made Simple. And please be sure to join us next week when we talk about how to stay in control of the mortgage closing process and not feel like you're being rushed through it.
For more information, visit the website at pacificresidential.com. There you can find past shows, interesting blog posts, and more. Do you have a question for Rick? Email mortgagepodcast@gmail.com or call our listener line at 714-519-7833. If you listen to Mortgages Made Simple directly from the website, please consider subscribing. It's free and you'll receive each new episode automatically. You'll find a link on the website, pacificresidential.com. Are you looking for a great home loan? Call Pacific Residential at 888-868-2198. Tell your loan officer you're a podcast listener and receive a free credit report. If you later get your loan through Pacific Residential, when your loan closes, we'll refund the appraisal fee for podcast listeners. Thank you.
This show is a production of WelchRite.com, WelchRite.com.